Welcome to the Jamel Sanders Podcast, a division of Jamel Sanders International, where we are empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world. It is Saturday, March 16, 2024. And I welcome you to another edition of the Jamel Sanders Podcast. I mean, the time is just really moving. We just had the life savings time. Spring begins next week. The first quarter of the year is almost over. I hope that as you look back that you are really making some progress, executing your vision, and manifesting your goals in every aspect of your life. Thank you so much for joining me again for another episode of the Jamel Sanders Podcast. I want to, first of all, take a moment and say hello to anybody that may be listening for the very first time. Thank you so much for taking time out of your life, your day, your schedule to join us here for the Jamel Sanders Podcast. This is so much more than a show. This is a platform that we've created to empower individuals to fulfill purpose and to maximize their greatest potential. And every episode, through intriguing conversations, inspiring guests, intentional tools and strategies, and legendary wisdom, we want to empower you to live your greatest life. That has been our mission from inception more than a decade ago, and that is the mission that we will continue to hold true for years to come. So we're so grateful that you have tuned in. I want to say hello to those of you that may be listening to me on Apple Podcasts. Stay tuned for some exclusive content dropping there soon. Hello to those of you listening to me on Stitcher. I know that Stitcher is making a lot of changes, so I hope that you will stay plugged in on one of the other platforms. Hello to those of you listening to me on Google. Google Podcast is going away after this year, so I hope that you will stay connected as well. Hello to those of you listening to me on Spotify. We have seen some incredible numbers and growth from Spotify, and I love the platform. I'm just amazed at the results and countries and the places that are tuned in and listening on Spotify. So thank you. Hello to those of you listening on iHeartRadio. Hello to those of you listening on Amazon or Audible or Luminary or any other platform that I may not have named. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to serve you and to do life with you. I would love to connect with you beyond this podcast. You can find out more information about me by going to www.jamelsanders.com. Again, that's www.jamelsanders.com. And there you will find a plethora of empowerment tools and resources to help you live a greater life. You will find access to how to subscribe to our mailing list, which I would encourage you to subscribe to the mailing list. We send out things quarterly in terms of developments in the organization and projects and things that I'm working on, as well as empowering insights for your life. You can also find out more about me and the work I do around the world. Beyond this podcast, I am the founder and CEO of Jamel Sanders International, LLC, a global management consulting advisory firm that has the privilege of working with leaders in the public and private sector, including business and government, and helping to bring solutions to complex global problems. And so I have the awesome privilege of training, developing, and empowering leaders around the world, not only to reach their potential, but to create the solutions that bring meaningful change and push the world forward. And so if you want to learn more about me, advising, consulting services, seminars, symposiums, conferences, keynotes, and all of the work that we're doing, you can find all of that on my website. You can also, while you're there, check out all of our social media links. They are there with the exception of TikTok, which is Official Jamel Sanders, and Threads, which is also Official Jamel Sanders. I am active on social media, and I look forward to connecting with you in the days to come. I would also encourage you while you're on the site to go under our shop and check out the resources there, in particular my Breakthrough Journal, which was released last year. If you know me, I'm a journaler. I've been journaling for a very long time, and I believe that journaling is a powerful success secret. It It is one of the keys to my success and my growth and evolution, and it will do the same for you. And so I created this journal to help you to write your goals, to clarify your vision, and to script possibilities for your life. You can get the journal right there on the website, JamelSanders.com. Thank you so much to everybody that has supported the Breakthrough Journal. And, of course, for the sake of time and space, I have written a lot of books, but my latest book, book number 12, is Wounds, Incubating Prophetic Promises for Prophetic Fulfillment. Wounds is the sequel to Pressure. Pressure, as I've told you, is the book that I almost never wrote. Everybody has been encouraging me to write a book around spirituality for so many years in my faith. And all of my books have really centered around personal development, leadership development, crisis management, change management, identity, personal power, so transformational leadership, and more. And I just didn't know if there was a market for it. So finally, I just put the book out. And to my amazement, Pressure has outsold every other book I've ever written. Wounds is outselling every other book I've ever written and is transforming people's lives. This is a powerful resource because this book is about how to bring prophetic potentialities out of the invisible realm into the visible realm or into manifestation in your life. And the only way you can do that is through prophetic development. And so through this resource, I'm giving you tools and keys to bring your greatest desires and visions and hopes into manifestation and to set that process in motion for your life. And so this book is powerful because it delves into the prophetic incubation process, the significance of prophetic wounds and dimensions, and how to use this as a vehicle to accomplish your vision and ultimately fulfill God's purpose for your life. It's a powerful book, and again, I'm hearing so many stories of people that are having aha moments and breakthroughs as they read this book, and I believe it's going to do the same thing for you. It's a necessary resource that is going to help you take your life to the next level. Again, the book is Wounds, Incubating Prophetic Promises for Prophetic Fulfillment. You can find the book on Amazon, Kindle, Nook, and most major book distributors have access to Wounds. I would encourage you to read Pressure as well. Both of those books will be a great benefit and a great blessing to your life. Finally, before we take a quick break, I want to just say thank you to those of you that have taken the time to leave a review for the Jamel Sanders podcast. It is so appreciated and it's so helpful. And the reason that I really want you to leave a review is for two reasons. Number one, I believe that there are people that are in search of empowerment and they don't know how to find it. And your review, your words may be the very thing that causes them to land on this platform and to interact with us and this vision and mission. And so that's one reason. The other reason is that it helps us in terms of data and analytics get greater visibility and traction on the platform. So thank you for those that have left a review. Thank you to those of you that will leave a review in the future. You can do it right in the Apple app or the Spotify app. It would be greatly appreciated and helpful to helping get this message in the hands of more people in the days to come. What I want to do right now, I want to take a very quick break, and I want to jump back into this series that we've been embarking upon as I share more insights to help you live a better life. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Jamel Sanders Podcast, empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
All right, welcome back. So we're in the middle of a series called Questions, the Pathway to Breakthrough. And if you follow me on social media or follow any of my content, you've been seeing a lot of writing this month around questions. And for the sake of time, I won't go all the way back. You'll have to listen to the other episodes. But as I told you, 2024 has started off incredibly busy and incredibly fast paced for me. And I found myself already being challenged at a level that I've never been challenged at before. And I'm the type of person, when I am challenged, I don't allow challenges to frustrate me or, you know, to make me feel a certain type of way. But as the person that I am, I see challenges as an opportunity to grow and to demonstrate capacity and to expand psychological capacity and to find solutions. And so I really, when I find myself in those type of spots, I think and I use my journal. I write down thought-provoking questions, and a lot of times those questions lead me either to the answers or to the path that's going to get me to the answers that I need in my life. And as I was doing this, I began to say, you know, I need to kind of do the teaching around questions and the power of questions and how questions can be a gateway to breakthrough in our lives. And I hope you've gotten something out of this. I did not expect this to be three parts already, and I'm trying to make that decision. Do we do a fourth part, or do we cut it off and go to something else? Because I feel like when you really begin to delve into the anatomy of a question, that is one of those topics that is so multifaceted and multi-layered that you could really talk about this for quite some time. And so I'm making that call and that decision, but I really believe that these insights are going to help you not just in this season of your life, but in every season of your life moving forward. So let's get into this. In a world in search of answers, very few have perfected the art of asking the right questions. Now, I've had the privilege of working with different people from different backgrounds all around the world, and one of the things that I believe is missing from the world is not just critical thinking skills. I believe that the ability to frame empowered questions, the ability to frame exploratory questions, the ability to frame emancipating questions is something that is missing from the world. And I believe that one of the keys to my success, there are a lot of things that have contributed to my success, but I really believe that my ability to understand and to unlock the power of asking the right questions in the right moment has really played such a vital and important role in my success. And I also believe that it's going to play a vital role in your success in the days to come as well. As I've had the pleasure of talking with people from all around the world, one thing has become apparently clear. Most people have no clue what they want. If you listen to this podcast, if you read my books, if you follow my content, you hear me talk about this a lot. Most people cannot tell you what they want. They can tell you what they don't want. They can tell you not what's not working in their life, but very few people can tell you what they want. And I believe that the inability to articulate what you desire is one of the greatest barriers to success and progress. And so we're reciting affirmations, we're writing down statements, we're doing all of this stuff around positive thinking, but none of that matters if you don't know what you want. And as I told you, in the early years of business, I failed miserably. And one of the reasons that I failed so miserably in early years is because I did not have clarity around my vision. And so I felt like I was all over the place. And as I spoke with mentors in my life, they began to make it very clear that, you know, you've got to get clarity around your vision. You can't be all over the place. You got to really get specific and hone in on what it is you do and what value you provide. And as I began to get clarity around that, everything began to change for me. Doors opened, incredible media opportunities, platforms were granted, relationships were formed, things just began to happen that were not happening for me before. And so when I speak with my clients around the world, and a lot of them, they have all the potential in the world, all the hope in the world, all the possibility in the world. But I tell them, if you cannot get clear around that vision, it doesn't matter how much potential you have, how much hope you have, nothing is going to really manifest or materialize for you. And so I know you have written your goals for the year. If you listen to my podcast and you follow me on social media or any platform, you better have your goals written for the year. It is March the 16th, 2024. You better have your goals written. We're getting ready to end the first quarter in just a few weeks. So if you don't have your goals written by now, two things. Number one, you are not serious about your success. And number two, you are dishonoring the seed of your potential. And you know you don't want me to get started about your potential, because I believe that mediocrity and comfortability and procrastination are great tools that haunt, that prevent so many people from fulfilling their vision, manifesting their dreams, realizing your greatest potential. You have to take action, and as you've heard me say, imperfect action will trump inaction any day. Write that down. Imperfect action will trump inaction any day, and so it doesn't have to be perfect. It won't be perfect in the beginning, but you have to take the action, and if you don't take the action, you're not going to see the outcomes that you want to see in your life. And the other thing that I want you to understand is that even more people have a hard time asking for what they want. So not only do people have a hard time articulating what they want, they have an even harder time asking for what they want. And I know that this is a major challenge, because I have seen it play out over and over again in so many people's lives. And so from decades of experience, I can tell you that ambiguous questions lead to ambiguous answers. And so a lot of people will say, Jamil, it's not working. I'm not getting the results I want to see. I'm not experiencing the breakthroughs I want to see. And what a lot of people have failed to realize in their lives is that if you don't get very specific about certain things, you're not going to produce the results that you want to see. I tell people all the time that a jack of all trades and a master of none may sound good in theory, but it points to incredible failure in reality, because it shows me a person that lacks concentration, and it shows me a person that has not mastered anything. And one of the things that I always tell people is that in your lifetime, there should be something that you have the ability to master. And if you don't master anything, then it's very difficult for you to live a memorable life. Nobody remembers a mediocre life or a life that was all over the place, that lacked focus or concentration. And so there should be something that you want to master, some imprint or thumbprint or footprint you want to leave in the world that will resonate beyond your lifetime and generation. When you frame questions without clarity, you create confusion. And one of the most important things I have learned is that the answers you receive are based on the quality of the questions that you ask. Write that down. The answers you receive are based on the quality of the questions that you ask. And I think that one of the things that has been so beneficial to me is the fact that you have a very important part to play in your success. I believe that you drive your success. You define it, you design it, and you drive your success in so many aspects of your life. And I believe that your ability to ask quality, empowered questions is one of the catalysts that's going to set you on the course for success and prosperity in the days to come. Ultimately, it takes intention and skill to craft your questions with clarity. It takes intention and skill to craft your questions with clarity. And so I want you to begin to think about how you ask questions differently. I want you to think about thinking differently, how you arrive at certain conclusions in your life differently, because I believe that this is going to be a major key to your success. The life that you are creating for yourself is based on the clarity that you have. When I had that epiphany years ago, it changed my life because I realized that so many times we are acquiescing to situations and circumstances. We are playing the role of a victim. We are telling our sad story. We're looking for sympathy and pity and somewhere to point the blame when we don't realize that because we lack clarity in our lives, not only are we crippling our lives, but we're creating confusion. We're creating cycles of frustration and failure and defeat. And we're robbing ourselves of the incredible opportunity to live the life that we were truly born for. The clarity you have is determined by the quality of the questions you are asking. And so a lot of times people will say, Jamel, I don't understand why this is not working for me, why I'm not getting the results that I want to see, why I'm not getting the breakthroughs that I want to experience in my life. And a lot of it boils down to a lack of clarity. A lot of you know that about 2 years ago, I guess now, I did a clarity detox, and I shut off social media. I shut off a lot of stuff for like 30 days. And people were losing it. They're like, you know, what's going on? You're not on social. We're not seeing you. You're not interacting. What is going on? And I told them, I just need a break. I need to unplug, and I need some clarity in some areas of my life. And when that 30 days was over, not only did I have clarity, but I was a changed person. It changed so much. It brought so much perspective to me, it brought so much perspective to my work, it brought so much perspective to relationships. There were relationships that I totally detached from and deleted from my life. There were things that I thought were priorities that were no longer priorities for my life. I deprioritized them. I decluttered my mind. I decluttered my emotions. I decluttered so many areas of my life, and it brought clarity in a way that I never had before. Because of that, 2023 was the greatest year of my life. I've had some great moments and great experiences in my life, but none of them could compare to 2023. And the same thing is already happening in 2024 because the clarity you have is determined by the quality of the questions you're asking. And over that 30 days, as I got clarity, the questions became clear, the answers became clear, and when the answer is clear, the action is clear. Write that down. When the answer is clear, the action is clear. So I had the answer. I knew what action to take, and I took the action, and I produced the outcomes that I wanted to see in my life. I believe that over the last few weeks, we have been diving deep into the power of questions. I believe that much of my success, as I told you, has been the result of asking the right question. In addition, I believe that much of my failure can be traced back to the inability to ask right questions. When I look at, you know, I don't really believe in failures. I believe in opportunities to grow and to challenge and to stretch myself. But when I look back on those experiences in my life, I don't see them as points of failure. I see the lesson, and I know that there were moments that I did not know how to ask the right questions, or better yet, there were moments that I did not have the courage to ask the right questions, and so I was stuck. I didn't get the outcomes. I didn't get the progress. I didn't get the result that I wanted to see for my life, and of course, right questions lead to right answers. However, I think we're missing something vital. How do you know the right questions to ask? I feel like this is like the million-dollar piece. This is the million-dollar question that so many people wrestle with in their lives. How do you know how to ask the right questions? I believe that there are a couple of things that really go into that process, but I believe that it takes perception and a listening ear to know how to ask the right questions. Write that down. It takes perception and a listening ear to know how to ask the right questions. Now, you have to understand that my work and my organization is all around consulting and advising leaders around the world. And so the ability to have perceptivity and to listen attentively and with intention is a major factor to my success, not just in business, but in everything that I go to do. And so from early on, I have worked tirelessly, that's the word, correct pronunciation, to become an effective communicator. And with hundreds of podcast episodes, tons of interviews, and countless keynotes and presentations over the years, I have done a lot of speaking. You know, a lot of people try to talk about speaking and public speaking, and they don't know what they're talking about. They've spoken maybe once or twice in their lives, and they're the expert, and they're going to tell everybody about communication. Well, like I said, I've recorded hundreds of podcast episodes. I have done countless interviews, so many keynotes and presentations over the years, so I know a little bit about speaking. And one of the things that I know is that when I'm preparing to speak, I focus much less on impressing the audience and much more on imprinting the audience. I want you to get that. When I am giving a talk, whether I'm giving a talk or whether I'm preparing for a podcast or anything else I'm doing, I focus much less on impressing the audience and much more on imprinting the audience. In essence, it's not about sounding smart or intelligent, but lacking depth and connection. You don't want to just focus on trying to prove how intelligent you are, how smart you are, but you want depth and connection with whatever audience you're talking to. I believe that for me, it's really one of the greatest ingredients in the equation of Jamel Sanders is that ability to connect with people at a deep level. And you're talking to a person that was very shy, very timid, very reserved, and probably still that way in some regards. But people even say to me to this day, your ability to connect with people cross cultures, it's not just limited to one group or demographic, but the ability to connect with so many different people. If you knew all of the countries and the parts of the world that are listening to this podcast, it is mind-boggling to me that all of these different people and cultures listen to this podcast. But one of the things that people always say to me is that, you know, it doesn't surprise us because you just have that ability to connect with people at a deep level. And I really believe that it's about establishing that heart-to-heart connection with people that really contributes to the success and the different things that I go to do. And so instead of focusing on sounding smart and so intelligent and impressive, it's about sounding sincere, expressing my authentic voice, and crafting a message that will connect with people at a deep level. I always want to be sincere. I always want to speak in my authentic voice. Anybody that knows me knows that if I'm not going to be able to be Jamel, I'm not doing it. And there are a lot of things that I say no to. There are a lot of things that I decline. There are a lot of invitations I don't take because I know that in order to say yes to that opportunity, it's going to require me to be something different from myself. And anything that requires me to alter who I am in any way is not a reflection of my authentic self. Let me say that again. Anything that requires me to alter who I am in any way is not a reflection of my authentic self. And anything that requires you to alter who you are in any way is not a reflection of your authentic self or voice. Everything that you do, every piece of content you create, every podcast episode you do, every piece of writing that you do, every interaction that you do, you always want to be operating from a space of authenticity and expressing your authentic voice. If you express your authentic voice from the beginning, you'll never have to change who you are. And so I talk to a lot of people that are very trendy. They're going to do what's trendy. You know, oh, Jamel, this, you're old-fashioned. This is what's popular right now. And I said, well, that's great. But what happens in 3 weeks when that's no longer popular, and then you have to alter who you are again to follow the next trend? But what happens is you become very trendy, but you become irrelevant because we don't know who you are at number one. We don't know what you represent, number two, and we don't know your authentic voice because there are so many different expressions that we haven't found the one that is authentic to who you are. And so I know that this episode we're talking about questions, but I feel like this can help somebody that focus on crafting your message from your authentic voice because that is what's going to connect you with people at a deep level. I want what I say to be thought-provoking and unforgettable. There are a lot of people, I've heard a lot of speeches and presentations over the years. There are very few that are memorable. A lot of people, their mouths are moving, they're talking, but I could not tell you what they were talking about. I did not resonate with it. It did not connect with me at a deep level. And I feel like in this overly saturated market where they're telling everybody to build a platform and to copy what you see everybody else doing, we're losing that authentic voice. We're not thought-provoking. We're not unforgettable. We're not creating something that is memorable that will live well beyond our lifetime and generation. To impress people, all you have to do is get their attention. That is the challenge that I have with social media. Everybody knows that I have a love-hate relationship with social media. It's all about attention, and if you're not careful, if you don't set limits on yourself and your phone, you will spend all of your life idly scrolling, watching and living vicariously through everybody else while you're disconnected from yourself and your own life. And so everybody's trying to get attention, but on the other hand, to influence people, you have to find a way to establish an authentic connection with them. So this is why people don't like influence. They like attention. They want influence, but they don't want to do what it takes to build influence. And to do that, you have to connect with people at a deeper level. And for the sake of time, I won't go into the power of masterful communication. Instead, I would say to inquire about the program that I created around master communication. You can contact us and find out more information about it. However, I do believe that some of the principles of communication translate over into the power of asking the right questions. Most people would never think that intentional listening would play a part in asking the right questions. However, as someone that has perfected this skill for years, I will tell you that I always spend ten times more listening than I do speaking. Let me say it again. I spend 10 times more effort listening than I do speaking. And so most people just want to hear themselves talk. And after a while, it begins to sound like Charlie Brown, you know, the womp, womp, womp. And they're saying a lot of words, but they're not saying anything. And I've had people get upset with me. I say, you used a lot of verbiage, but there was nothing valuable in what you just said. I said, I can say more value in one sentence than the 10 paragraphs that you just tried to recite. We think that it's in the quantity of the speaking and the writing, and it's not. It's in the quality. And it takes time to craft quality. You're talking to somebody that has written 12 books. You don't just get that right. You have to take the time, and there are times that you write and you delete and you start over, and there are times that you delete an entire chapter and you start over because you're not just wanting to put words down, but you're wanting the right frame of reference and the right formatting and the right sequencing that is going to resonate with people the most. And one of the things that brings me joy as a writer is when people come to me and they'll recite their favorite line from one of your books or one of the pieces of content that you've written, and I just smile because I think about the time and the effort that went into crafting that message. You begin to say, this person really gets it, what we're trying to do, and it really resonates with them, and they can begin to expand and expound on that because they really understand it. And if you really look around the world today, everyone is trying to get their point across, but few people seek to connect. Everybody wants to get their point across. You know, there are times in conversations where I just tell everybody, time out, it's too much. Everybody's talking. I feel like they're talking at each other. I feel like we're not giving each person the floor and the space to express how they feel, and it's just creating chaos because everybody just wants to talk and nobody really wants to connect. And why is that? First of all, I'll say this, that connection is harder. It's easy to talk to people, but it's harder to connect with people. And if you really want to have meaningful relationships in your life, you got to connect with people at a deeper level. It takes time because connection cultivates intimacy. Write that down. Connection cultivates, and there's so much I could talk about with communication and connecting with people because it's an art form, and so many people do it wrong, but it takes time to build that connection. And a lot of people come to me and they say, you know, I want more meaningful relationships in my life. And I say, well, how much time have you taken to connect? You know, they're quick to say, oh, we hang out. And I say, I didn't say hang out. How much time have you spent connecting with this person? And they'll, you know, it'll begin, they'll say, wow, you know, I hadn't really thought of it that way. Because connection is how we cultivate that intimacy. And that's what builds the most meaningful relationships in our lives. And you may not have a lot of them. I'm not saying that I just have 30,000, but the few quality ones that I do have make all the difference in my life. In order to connect, we have to actually slow down, pay attention, and listen to other people. Did you get that? In order to connect, we have to actually slow down, pay attention, and listen to other people. Often in listening, I have been able to frame some of the most powerful questions. A lot of times, it depends on the setting and the conversation, but a lot of times I'll do more of the listening. I'll do 10 times more listening than talking. And as I listen, I'll begin to probe and excavate what that person is saying and translate it, and then I'll begin to frame these questions, and they'll begin to say, wow, you know, I never even thought of that, but none of that would have been possible if I didn't take the time to connect and to listen. In fact, many times people will tell me, thank you for asking such a deep question. They've never been asked anything like that before, and they've never been challenged to think at that level before. If we want to tap into powerful answers and profound truths, then we have to go deeper and stop asking shallow questions. One of the things that I always say is go deep and go wide. I can talk to you about the art of a conversation, and a lot of people are surprised to learn that I'm an introvert. I'm very much an introvert, but I love having deep and enriching and meaningful conversations with the right people. And I tell people it's not that introverts don't like to talk or to connect with people, but it's hard to find those type of connections that really enrich and energize you. And when you find those type of relationships and conversations, you have to protect them with your life because it's so hard to find. And it's such a scarce skill set, I feel like, in the world today. And so go deep and go wide. You know, I'm not the person that you have the little shallow ABCD conversation. I want to know why. I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know what brought you to this discovery. I want to know, you know, where are you going with this? How are you feeling? How are you processing this intellectually? I'm going to go deep. I'm going to ask the things that nobody else probably even thinks to ask you, and that's just a gift and a skill set that I have. In other words, you should ask questions that lead to exploration and discovery. You want to ask questions that lead to exploration and discovery. In other words, become skilled in asking questions that do a couple of things, and I hope we finish this, but if not, we'll save it for another episode. You want to ask questions that make people think, make them feel, make them expand, make them arrive at conclusions, or converge upon insights. Let's delve into this a little deeper. Number one, you want to ask questions that make people think. As I said earlier in this series, you want to ask questions that don't insult the intelligence of the person you're speaking with. Instead, ask questions that intrigue them, create curiosity, and challenge them to think deeply. Write that down. You want to ask questions that intrigue them, create curiosity, and challenge them to think deeply. As somebody that mentors people around the world, I tell my mentees, if I give you the gift of my presence and the value of my time, make it worthwhile. Have something of value to contribute to that conversation. Bring me a well-thought-out question or an idea that you want to explore or to ponder or to pontificate that we can really extrapolate some wisdom and insights from. Nothing annoys me more than people bringing me questions they could Google. People having very surface-level conversations with me. If you have me in the midst and you have me in the environment, then take advantage of that opportunity. Ask me questions that are going to not only pull out things out of me to help you, but it's going to ultimately help you to reach your next level. And that's what I love about the true friends and connections in my life. When we do have conversations, they pull so much out of me. And those are some of the best conversations because they're like, Jamel, you just gave me the answer I needed for like 6 months to a year. I've been baffled by this, and you solved it in this conversation. And that's what meaningful conversations and connections do to you. They pull the best out of you, and they challenge and provoke you to really reach your full potential in life. So you want to ask questions that make people think. When you ask questions that make a person think, you tap into their capacity, and you create meaningful conversations and impactful dialogues. Those are the conversations that I enjoy. Get me around people that are committed to growth, that are devoted to development and their potential, and we're going to have a great conversation. I think that's one of the reasons that leaders love talking and connecting with me so much, because they know they're going to walk away with some value that's going to help them tremendously. It's going to help them as a person, and it's going to help the bottom line, because they're going to get some insights that are going to catapult them to the next level. So you want to do that. Number two, you want questions that make you feel. I've talked with a lot of people over the years. Often people will say that I'm always have a way of tapping into, their emotions and opening the heart space. When I have conversations with people, they say, Jamel, you ask us some things that tap into the soul of a person. Like, you make us have to go deep. And a lot of times you'll see them get really emotional because they'll have a breakthrough or aha moment, or this discovery will happen. And it's so powerful to watch it happen in real time, because that's what I'm all about. I want to see people grow and reach their potential, but you need questions that make people feel. What I know, this is a unique gift that God has given me, but we can all ask more heart-centric questions. Write that down. Ask more heart-centric questions. If you follow my content, if you are connected to me in any way, we're going to have heart-centric conversations. The things that I post online, the things I write in my books, the things I write in my research, the things I write in the various magazines and platforms around the world, we're going to open the heart space. We're not just going to come with a bunch of data and analytics and numbers, but we're going to connect the heart to that, because we're heart people. And when you ask heart-centric questions, you open up people and possibilities in a way that you could not otherwise. Tap into the experiences of a person and extrapolate wisdom and knowledge from those experiences. All of us have unique experiences. All of us have unique voices. And when we understand and we leverage that, we arrive at powerful conclusions and discoveries. Help narrate the experiences and empower them to point to paint a vivid picture and tell a masterful story. So help narrate the experiences and empower them to paint a vivid picture and tell a masterful story. Why? Because opening the heart space facilitates healing, transformation, and wholeness. And the world needs more of that. Nothing builds deeper connections like vulnerability and exploiting it in the transformation of other people's lives. I believe that if you really had to sum up, one of the things that makes me so unique is I know how to exploit my vulnerability in the transformation of other people's lives. We could drop the mic and just end the episode right there. But one of the things that makes me so unique is I know how to exploit my vulnerabilities in the transformation of other people's lives. I've just shared, and people tell me, you know, you share things I would never share. And they said, but because you shared it, it makes me feel comfortable sharing it. And that lets me know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do as a leader. Because if I'm opening the heart space and giving other leaders the courage to speak about those unspoken things, guess what? The people they lead are going to feel comfortable and have the courage to do the same thing. And we build stronger connections. We build more empowered communities. We build a greater world when we do that. One of the things that I also believe in is asking expanding questions. These are questions that tap into the personality, individuality, and multidimensional aspects of a person. I know that's a mouthful. Expanding questions are questions that tap into the personality, individuality, and multidimensional aspects of a person. In other words, these are questions that cause a person to reflect on life and their experiences. So you want to ask expanding questions because they challenge the paradigms and the perspectives of a person. So you don't just want to ask very generic, general, surface-level questions. You want to ask questions that push back a little bit to really find out what this person thinks and how they feel around that issue. You can do that without being offensive. Do it in a curious way. Do it in a way where you want to learn more and gain unique insights from their experiences, and you'll be amazed at what you'll discover. Expanding questions tap into the characteristics that make a person who they are. Remember, I say you want to go deep and go wide. You want to find out who that person is, what makes them who they are, why they think a certain way, why they believe certain things, because these are the things that are going to add texture and color to your interactions and your conversations. Expanding questions give us the most powerful expression of someone's authentic voice, and we kind of explore that. And then the final aspect is arriving questions. These are the type of questions that lead a person to draw conclusions or to converge upon particular insights. So one of the things you'll know about me, especially if you've ever heard me speak live, I have a central theme. Like the theme of this show, we're talking about questions, the pathway to breakthrough. But from that, I begin to craft different aspects of the power of asking these questions. So we started out talking about how we know questions are powerful. It's like an introduction. Then we went into the anatomy of empowered questions. This episode, we're going deeper into the DNA of successful question asking and how it contributes to different aspects of our lives. You see how every conversation is building. It's adding a level of depth to the conversation to give you a bigger view. And so one of the things that I do, we started out at a very introductory thing. You can go listen to any episode of this show. I think at this point I've done almost 400 episodes of this podcast, which is unbelievable. But go back and listen, and you'll see how each time I'm building, each thought, each idea, each concept, each strategy is building to arrive at a particular conclusion or to converge upon a particular insight. I call these questions that start a person on a particular path. Or better yet, I call these case-building questions. So you always want to build a case. You know, I'm a nerd. I'm an intellectual at heart. So I like research. If you haven't noticed by now, I'm very fascinated with the mind. I have read journals, periodicals, all types of articles on neuroscience, neuroplasticity, neurology, the structures and the components of the brain. Like, I have studied that inside and out. And I study it that way because I want to be successful at what I do, and I want to build a case for the power of the mind and how I know from my own experience that nothing changed in my life until my thinking changed. And if you can change your thinking, you can literally change the trajectory of your life. And so it's about case-building questions. How do you build your case? How does a lawyer build their case to get to the conclusion that they want to get to? I want you to think about that in your communication, in your problem solving, in your critical thinking, in your ability to ask questions, because it's going to play a great role in your success. These questions are strategic and methodical. That means that they require depth, and each question builds on each other question to create a particular picture or theme. And I've already kind of explored that with you. But you want to establish a theme. You don't want to, you know, there are people, let me be careful how I say this. There are people that you have conversations with, and, you know, they're kind of all over the place. And I'm one of those people, when you're all over the place, I get lost and I lose what you're talking about, because my mind is very sequential. It follows a certain rhythm of thought. We're talking about this and A, B, C, D, like these are the dimensions of this that we're talking about. And then somebody will say something totally left field, and it's like my brain has to recalibrate. And it's like, what is the relevance of that to what we're talking about? So you want to be a person where things build on each other. Because I know as a business person, as an entrepreneur, when you encounter certain problems, you got to follow that train of thought till you get to the solution. And so this led to this, and this led to this. And if you keep building, you're going to get to a certain picture or theme or outcome in that situation. These are the type of questions that help us to understand a person's paradigm or belief system. They reveal how a person thinks and how they see the world. So you want to ask what I call arriving questions. You want to be able to figure out how a person thinks and how they see the world and how they process the perspectives that they hold about the world and various aspects of their experiences. Most of all, we learn how they make decisions and how they arrive at particular conclusions. I'm always interested in how people make decisions because one of the most important aspects of leadership is decision-making. And if you're in a position of leadership, you are a decision-maker. And if you're an entrepreneur, you are the chief decision-maker in your organization. And so your ability to make decisions is so intrinsic to your success and your sustainability. And so you want to be able to think in a particular way, and you want to arrive at particular conclusions that are going to be in your best interest and the best interest of those stakeholders and people that you serve. The quality of the questions you ask determine the quality of the solutions you access. And as you've heard me say, we have a leadership void in the world. There is a vacuum of leadership. We have a lot of people in positions, but we don't have a lot of people that are occupying positions. And there's a difference between being in a position and occupying a position. And, you know, we don't have a lot of quality solutions. We have a lot of generic solutions that people have tried to create that one size fits all, but that does not work because each situation is unique. And as you encounter crises and challenges as a leader, you can't apply the same thinking to every experience. It was Albert Einstein that said that basically in order to solve a problem, you cannot use the same level of thinking that basically that problem was started from. And I know I'm quoting that wrong. In other words, I'll put it this way. a mind that is stretched will never return to its original dimension. So in order to solve problems, you have to expand your thinking, and you have to think at a different dimension to solve that problem. At the same level of thinking that went into the creation of that problem is not going to be the same thinking that you're going to be able to use to get to the solution. And so quality solutions require quality asking, quality thinking, quality exploration, quality discovery, quality excavation. You got to be willing to go deep and go wide so that you can get the outcomes that you want to see in your life. And so you want to learn the power of these type of questions, the questions that make you think, questions that, yes, this is you quickly, because I know I said a lot, questions that make you think, questions that make you feel, questions that make you expand, and questions that make you arrive at certain conclusions. So the TFEA model is something that I want you to use when it comes to asking questions and making decisions. How can you ask questions that make people think? How can you ask questions that make people feel? How can you ask questions that make people expand? And how can you ask questions that make people arrive at conclusions or converge upon insights in their lives? I believe if you will use that very simple process, it will transform you and the way you lead in a profound way. And so I want to give you a breakthrough journal assignment before we end today. I want you to think about, because we've talked about so much, and I've already told you to write about how to ask more empowering questions, but I want you to write about how much of a role does your authentic voice play in the ability to craft empowered questions? That's good. How much does your authentic voice go into, what part does it play in your ability to craft empowered questions? Because if you didn't get anything out of this episode, I think I've made it apparently clear that your authentic voice has so much to do with your ability to ask the right questions. And as you perfect this, you're going to perfect so many different areas in your life. And so I want to challenge you to ask yourself this question, because I believe it's going to give you some insights that's going to help you not only in your critical thinking and decision-making, but it's going to help you to be a better person and a better leader, because our leadership can only develop to the level that we develop as a person. And a lot of people are trying to develop their leadership when they haven't developed themselves. You have to develop so that you can bring the best to everything that you do, and you can show up in the world as the greatest expression of who you were created to be. Whew, I know I said a lot today. You may need to listen to this episode a couple of times, because we went really deep and really wide, as I always do in any conversation that I have, because I want to add value to you. I want to help you. There are a lot of podcasts out there that give you very good information, surface information, but the thing you're going to get from this podcast every time, you're going to get depth of knowledge and insight that's going to really help you to make some changes in your life and to make some real progress. I believe that this can really be the greatest year of your life, and I believe that the quality of the questions you ask can get you the quality of answers you need and create the quality of solutions that you desire to see in your life. And so I wanted to do this series because I just want us all to be better at asking questions and better decision makers, so that we can really lead at the level that we desire to lead in the days to come. So I hope you've gotten something out of this. It's been fun to me. It's been insightful, and I hope that it has helped your life in some way to grow, to expand, to develop, and to become the next best version of yourself. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to spend time with you and to do life with you. I'll be back real soon with another episode of the Jamel Sanders Podcast. Until then, stay blessed, stay empowered, stay focused on your vision and the realization of your dreams.
Thanks for joining us for the Jamel Sanders Podcast. Always remember, your life has purpose. Your potential is limitless, and only you can define your legacy.